Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Coming up on Relatables.
Men used to go to war. Now they think sending a fire reaction on IG story is a good way of flirting.
It is.
It's the best way.
I'm shooting my shot.
Literally, I'm telling you how I feel through that fire react, all right?
You can feel the heat, the emotion coming out of my body into you.
Literally. Jake and Artie, the Relatable Party.
You are listening to
Relatables.
Hello.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. Hey. Hello, baddies.
Baddies.
Hey. What's up, baddies?
We came up with a name on Patreon.
And so you guys are all our baddies.
And for the small percentage of male listeners.
You're also a baddie.
Yeah, fucking know if you are. Yeah. You're baddies. Yeah. Baddies, everything. Should we just go straight into the hot girl walks if then?
Yeah.
Any baddie who's on a hot girl walk listening to us in your ears for the next hour or so,
yeah,
share that on your Instagram stories because we'll reshare it and we're starting a community. The baddies are going to the moon.
Yeah, the baddies are going to the moon.
That's it. But before we mention the other stuff, Jake, I want to kick the episode off with a proposition.
Okay.
Would you say you've been getting into your running this year?
A fair bit. Yeah.
Okay.
I've been liking it. Yeah, yeah. I'm not very good at it.
You're not very good at it?
Today I did pretty good.
Or you even ran today? How many kilometers did you do today?
5Ks.
Yeah, and how many times are you running a week?
2, sometimes 3.
So look at you go, man.
I know.
Honestly, so I had a proposition for you.
Mm.
Would you like to run a marathon?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah, that'd be sick.
So I may or may not have gone out and entered myself in an ultra marathon.
Ultra?
Ultra marathon.
Ultra?
Ultra marathon in Kosciuszko, which is... I was wondering if you would like to accompany me and do a marathon.
Wait. You're doing an ultra.
So the word ultra is scary, right?
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it's just running through a bush.
Okay.
It's at Kosciuszko. Yeah. There's a bit of elevation.
Yeah.
But it's just like going to Budai National Park near where we live and going for a run.
Okay.
But
for?
I.
How many kilometers?
I would propose you do 30.
Okay.
I'm doing 50.
50?
Yeah. Well, no, normal marathon's 30, 42. And I was like, fuck it. Might as well do a bit more.
So you can go as long as you want on this thing?
Well, there's a 30, 50, 100, and a miler, which is 120.
So the 30 is the shortest?
I think there might be one shorter. You might have to check
when
me.
When is it?
Check me. End of November. So you got ages.
Okay. Shit, okay.
You got to register.
Oh, damn. Okay.
It's called the Kosciuszko Ultra Marathon. And you had a little hint. You mentioned running before. Riley Evans, one of our good friends, is doing the 30.
Oh, he's doing the 30?
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah. On it? Yeah, fuck it.
You're in?
Yeah, I'm in. Yeah.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah, righty, I'm in.
Let's go.
I'm scared.
We'll iron out the minor details of the kilometers and stuff. I think you'll go 30. Will you go the one lower if there is one? You go 30.
Oh, no, I'd attempt the 30.
Yeah, go 30.
Yeah.
And it gives you something to train towards and stuff? Like, fuck yeah.
Wow. Okay, that means I have to start... Like, I just go and I run.
Yeah.
That means I have to start running on, like, a program.
Mm.
Fuck. Okay.
Bit of learning into it.
And I have to start doing, like, trail runs and shit. Yeah. This might be fun.
You're
doing 50?
50? Well, I've always wanted to run a marathon. I love running in the bush.
I want to run a marathon on the road.
Yeah, I don't like the road. It's not good for your joints. But the Kosciuszko trails, man, beautiful.
Okay.
The pitch, go look up Kosciuszko where you run. Absolutely.
Here's the thing.
You might get a little bit of snow, too.
We need to do some elevation training.
Yeah.
We might have to take a trip to Kosciuszko and do some training.
Yeah, it's going to be big. But also, the community is good. You run with waters and gels and stuff.
Yeah.
And everything like that. So we're in. I thought that was a good thing for anyone listening as well to kick off the year with like a health journey, a goal. It makes training a lot more motivational, which is good.
So if you think about it, like I did 5Ks this morning. I did 5Ks at a 5 minutes, 10 second pace per kilometer, which is good for me.
That's pretty good.
But I was fucking buggered.
Yeah.
So if I was to train properly, I just have to do that, what I did today, and then do it 5 more times at a slower pace. I'm not going to run at 5 minutes per kilometer.
Yeah, isn't it 5, 10, 15, 20, 25?
So I do, six more.
60, it's 30 kilometers, not 25.
Oh no, but if no, so I was saying I do one and then I do five more of what I've done.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, so six. I could do that.
Yeah.
But then I got, okay, wow, this is so exciting. Wow. Mm. Okay, how do we need to, after this, we need to start talking logistics of, if we're doing it, I really want to like vlog a lot of the process.
Yeah.
So I don't think we'll post, we could probably post stuff on the Insta of our training as we're going and how we're going.
Mm.
I'm going to have to buy a proper watch, track it.
Probably some good shoes.
We get some good shoes. Like my shoes right now are like $200. They're not great. Mm. Get some good shoes and then start a program. And I would like to, what I would want to do is somehow turn this into like, obviously like a series, but surely we can think of a way to raise money.
Oh yeah.
Surely we can do it as like a relatable thing.
That's a good idea.
And we can raise money.
That is a great idea. We'll look into it.
Yeah. We'll start getting some logistics.
Yeah. Good idea.
Wowzers.
Oh, okay. Sweet.
That's cool. What's up? Now I'm all flustered. What's next? What are we?
Okay. Next is things guys can't possibly do when their girlfriends are around.
Nice.
And do you want me to go first or you?
You go first.
Okay. Things guys can't possibly do when their girlfriends are around. Drink from their own water bottle.
It tastes better out of theirs.
It does.
It tastes way better out of theirs. They do something to it because it's in a water bottle.
They make it cold.
It's cold.
It's cold.
They put effort into it.
It's always cold. I use that tap water shit.
It's way more refreshing.
Yeah.
That is so, so true. Things guys can't possibly do when their girlfriend is around. Be an adult.
Oh, no, they can't. Yeah, it's because I feel comfortable around him.
Yeah, true.
I can be a child.
If I'm like a kid, I'm comfortable.
Yeah. The ultimate compliment was he's like, you're like a sunshine. You're like a ball of sunshine.
Yeah,
in exactly. In a person.
I'm the personality hire.
Yeah. Next one. Things guys can't possibly do when their girlfriends are around. Fart.
Fair. Early on. Surely after a while, you got to get some out. I agree. But you got to let some go eventually.
Yeah.
Fair though. Fair. Things guys can't possibly do when their girlfriend is around. Keep their hands to themselves. Oh.
What is with that?
I don't know what it is, but if I don't touch their bum when they walk past, they think something's
wrong. Yeah, something comes over me.
They think something is wrong.
Like my fingers just knows it's coming too.
I know. Even just sitting on the lounge, like you can't, when you're in bed going to sleep, I'm a bit like, nah, don't touch me. But like on the lounge or something, I always just kind of like want to like have my arm.
Yeah.
Something.
You do something.
Yeah.
100% I agree with that one. Make the bed.
I always make my bed.
Really?
Yeah. So that one doesn't work for me. You don't make your bed. Does she make your bed?
Well, I have might be a toxic trait. I make the bed before I go to bed.
Yeah. I don't know why I do you?
Yeah.
So, you leave your bed unmade all day.
If I go have a shower, I come back. And my bed's made. But if she's there, I can't possibly do it because she has.
You're like, who did it?
She's like, I can't leave. And you like, your bed's not made. And I'm like, oh, sure, sorry.
That's so funny. But the very first thing I do when I get out of my bed is open my blinds, turn around.
You don't have a sheet. You don't have a sheet.
Who sleeps the sheet?
A fitted sheet. Everyone does.
I have a fitted sheet, like the one that curls and you sleep on it.
Yeah, then the one that goes on top of you as well.
I don't have one that goes in between the fitted sheet and my doona.
My blanket. Change your life. Literally change your life.
What are you on about? That is the most annoying thing.
No, because what if it's heaps hot? We're going into winter now.
I just sleep butt-ass naked, no doona.
No, you need something. I like something on top of me. That's why. I like a sheet that doesn't...
For some reason, I can just fully fall asleep with nothing on me.
Weird.
Yeah. Things guys can't possibly do when their girlfriend is around. Have an unpopped pimple.
Oh, I wish we could leave the house with one. Those things hurt. They see him from a mile away.
Yeah, the blackheads.
Let me at it.
You ever out and about and they look at when they go, I'm going to pop that when we get
yes.
Like, now I don't want to go home.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to go home.
That one's good. Next one. Leave the house in a bad fit.
Ooh, yeah. Also, even just because you care more.
Yeah.
It's not even them like judging you. You just care more.
And then even if you do have a bad one, they're like,
they're kind of like, are you wearing that?
Yeah.
Are you wearing that? But you could never say that to her.
No.
You could never say, are you wearing that?
Couldn't hurt her feelings.
She'll need therapy.
She would.
Fuck. Things guys can't possibly do when their girlfriend is around. Go with the flow.
That doesn't exist when we're with a girl.
There's always a plan.
There's always a plan. There's
always a plan in place.
What are we doing? He's like, oh, I don't know. Let's just see what happens. No.
No, no. I need to know. Yeah. I need to know what time I need to do my makeup. What time am I getting ready?
Yeah.
Where are we going?
What time do I get to have my snack?
What do I wear?
What do I bring?
It's fucking ridiculous.
Things guys can't possibly do when their girlfriend's around. Not comment on their muscles.
Ooh, yes.
You got to do something flex. Yes. Say something about the muscles.
What do you think?
Yeah.
What do you think? Yeah. Hey, what do you think?
Feel them. Feel them.
What do you want to feel it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's a good one. Have dry lips.
Oh, no, you can't. I love that feature though.
Because girls love chapstick. They love putting it on. And when I kiss them, when I kiss her, I've got chapstick.
Bet move for a chick actually. Mm. Like, you with your boy, put some chap. You see your man's got some dry lips.
Mm.
Put some chapstick on, and you go, "Oh, do you want some chapstick?" He says, "Yeah." Goes to reach for the chapstick. Instead, you just kiss him.
That is, oi, good, smooth.
Yeah, smooth.
That's oi. How about this, guy? Maybe you're on a first date.
First date.
Is it weird? Okay, first date situation.
To share lips. It is a little bit.
End of first date.
Yeah, okay.
It's been going good.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you want to kiss each other, but you're just nervous. You're a little nervous, Nelly. Yeah, you know,
feel the butterflies coming.
Yeah, you feel the butterflies. And then you go and you put some chapstick on.
Yeah.
And then you say, "Oh, it's pretty windy tonight." Even if it wasn't, "Oh, it's pretty windy tonight. Do you want some chapstick?" And then if she says, "Oh yeah, I do, thanks," just grab her and kiss her.
That could work. Do you think girls would be like, "Ooh, he's chat"? Like,
it's a good question.
Like,
it'd be a risk.
Like, you don't know where a man's chapstick's been. It's probably been washed 20 times.
True. Mine has been sitting in my car handle door for so long that it's still there, but you can't use it. That's how bad it is.
Yeah.
It's still there though because I don't want to touch it because it's gotten so melted so many times that it's leaked out and it's like full of chapstick in the car handle door. So I don't know what to do.
So he said, it's just going off that, I'm going to say the girls wouldn't want to kiss you. You pull that out and make it to
yeah, far out.
It's all like crinkly and stuff. Things guys can't possibly do on their own when their girlfriends are around. Have alone time.
Fuck me. I have personal space. Yeah. There's no way.
No.
You're not allowed.
I said going off that one, sit in silence.
I think I had that one for things girls can't possibly do when their boyfriend is around.
Yeah.
It's my last one. Things guys can't possibly do when their girlfriend is around. Laugh at my phone without her asking what's so funny.
Oh, they need to know. They need to know.
They have to know. They have to know because they're like, I didn't send him anything. What's he laughing at? Who sent him that? What ho? What other ho is sending him?
He's got hoes. He's got plenty of hoes.
And then when you say, then they do that thing and then you're spiraling. She says, what are you laughing at? You're like, oh, nothing. She goes, well, it must be with your other girlfriend. You're like, yeah, it was. And then she spirals.
Yeah. It's just a circle of spirals.
Far out.
Okay. My last one. Things guys can't possibly do when their girlfriends are around. Leave.
Dude. That is so accurate. No. Oh my God, they'll do anything in their power to get you to stay an extra 10 minutes.
Anything. Why are you leaving?
Girls.
Why are you leaving?
Girls are like little kids. When you were a kid, all right, and you were watching TV with your parents and you knew that it was past your bedtime and you didn't want to make a noise because you think they forgot you were there. And if you make a noise, they're going to look at the time and say, hey, get to bed. It's past bedtime.
Mm.
That's how girls feel when you said, I'm going to leave at 5 and it's 10 past 5 and you don't realize.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm just going to let him know. I'm not going to say anything.
And then they're always like, where are you going? Where are you going?
You don't even love me anymore. Yeah.
I just want to go home.
That's so true. It's so... Nah, but we did actually... I think I remember we asked the listeners and they told us... the best way when you want some space is to say like, oh, I've got, I need to go home. I've got some stuff I really want to get done. You know, it's on my mind.
Yeah.
It's going to take me a few hours And then like just letting them know the next time you'll see them. So yeah. if it's like, oh, but I'll come see you tomorrow this time, blah, blah, blah. Just so they know. I think that's the best way to do it.
I think that is a good way. Good little tip.
Yeah. You can't just be like, I just need some alone time. Because then they're like,
Yeah, well, it makes them feel like, oh, you're not like me. Like,
yeah. Right. Which is honestly fair. It's just the way that they take it. And you can't change that. So
No.
You just have to, reassurance is the only thing a girl wants. They don't care how attractive you are. They don't care how good your dick is. They don't care about any of that.
No.
You know, they just want reassurance. That's what makes them feel comfortable in a relationship.
Communicate properly.
Yeah, communicate properly. Yeah. So
that's it.
Tip for the fellas out there.
Tip for the baddies too.
Whereas girls, by all means, tell us you need some space and we'll just be like, okay.
Yeah.
We'll be like, but that means I get some space. That means I get some too.
All right, everybody. Up next, we have YouTube exclusive Girl Next Door or Man Eater. If you want the visuals, head on over to there. Otherwise, the episode's the same throughout. Thanks for tuning into the episode. You know what to do.
Welcome back, baddies.
5-star the episode. Subscribe to everything. YouTube, Spotify. I think you can subscribe on Spotify now. Apple Podcasts.
Like, follow us on Spotify.
Do everything, hey. Yeah, like all that good stuff.
Go on Patreon, right? Go on Patreon. Go click on it. Go look at the tiers. If you want to watch just an extra episode every week, go on. We love you. If you want to watch an extra episode and a vlog every week, that's two extra pieces of content. And you've got a whole bunch to catch up on.
Oh, you have heaps to catch up on.
You can go on the second tier and you go on We Love You More. All right?
Yeah. Go take a holiday and then just go buy Patreon for $5 a month. Literally. And then you got content sorted for your travels.
Literally.
Literally. That's all you got to do.
It's not that hard.
And most
it's only $5 a month.
65% of our listeners aren't from Australia.
Yeah.
That means it's less than $5 in your currency.
True, yeah. If you're from the UK, it's like a dollar. It's like, what is it, like $2.50?
Something like that.
No, £2.50.
Euros
American. £3. Americans, like £3.90. It's free. So $3.90, I don't know.
It's free.
It's literally free.
Yeah.
And it's per month.
Legit. All
right. Shall we get into it?
Let's do it.
Dilemmas. Hey guys, love the pod. Do I like him or do I like the attention? Mm. So basically, about a year ago at a party, this guy and I from school are flirting pretty hard and we end up hooking up. I've never had sexual or romantic thoughts about this guy before, but we were sort of friends. He is not my usual type. He is a band kid and kinda in a weird group of friends. And I wouldn't say I find him that attractive looks-wise, but we have a lot in common. For example, both our families come from Germany and we speak German. We talked after that night and I told him that it was just a hookup for me, but I still wanted to be friends because we got along. After that, many people told me that he liked me a lot and that he wanted more than that. We still occasionally spoke, but whenever I saw him in person, I would be awkward and never say anything. He would continuously message me and try to start conversations, and I would chat with him to the point where I thought I was leading him on. So I started replying slower and taking a step back. Eventually, I think he got the hint that I didn't like him and left me alone. It's been a couple months now, and I'm starting to think I actually like him. At first, I thought I liked the attention he gave me because I don't really get a lot of attention from boys, but now I actually find myself smiling at photos of him and walking past his class on purpose. I also heard about stories with him and other girls and almost made me feel jealous. I felt really bad for leading him on before, but now I don't know what I feel. I don't care about popularity, but I think part of me also didn't/don't want to date him because he's in a weird crowd and people would judge me. I know how bad that is. Do you think I just like the attention he gave me or my feelings are genuine and I should try and go after him now?
Give the weird kid a chance.
Yeah, give the weird kid a chance.
Give him a chance.
Come on.
The only reason you're questioning it is because he's weird.
Yeah.
You're getting jealous when he's talking about other girls. That means you liked him.
Yeah.
Simple as that. If I could go back to my high school self and tell like status and anything like that, means absolutely nothing. Soon as that
fuck all
year 12 or whatever year you're in finishes, doesn't mean a single thing.
It's so weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hierarchy and status and...
Yeah.
I can't say I felt it all that much at our school, but I'm sure it was there.
There's weird groups, sporty floaters. Groups, the boy. Yeah, we called our...
This is fucked.
Yeah. Well, that's not that fucked.
It's not that bad.
Well, everyone had somewhere to sit in our school.
Yeah.
except for, as you would call them, the weird kids, who we called them floaters because they didn't have anywhere to sit.
And they would
float. They would just float around.
Yeah.
And just everywhere different. They'd be everywhere different in lunch where everyone else would sit in their spots. But honestly, I think you should give this weird guy a chance because he's probably going to surprise you and be so much nicer and have much better, like, be able to contribute to the relationship a lot better than all these other kids who have status symbol.
Agreed.
He's going to think in a different way. He's going to be cool. He's going to be loyal, which is very...
He's definitely going to be loyal. There's always something about... also, like, I guarantee you that there's something about a weird guy. Just, I bet you he's just got a dick on him. I bet you he's got a
schlong. Did they say what year they're in?
Nah.
Did they sleep together or just hook up?
I think because she said band.
Yeah.
That's American.
Yeah.
And band means he's in a band.
Yeah.
So I reckon hook up over there means sex. Okay. Hook up here means kiss with like pash on.
Okay, so they had sex. So they had sex. Of age. Yeah, so maybe that's a contributing factor. Well, she would know already if that's a...
She would know. Girl, you left that very vital piece of information out. How was his dick? Be real with us.
But yeah, I think it's simple. And a lot of people listen to... The only reason you're not being with him is because what other people think.
Yeah, she's... And you say you know how bad that is.
Yeah.
Overcome that shit. Don't be... So right now, you're the asshole. This isn't an enema of the asshole, but go for it.
Yeah.
Who cares what anyone else thinks? You'll look back on it. You'll think you missed out on a great guy because you currently are missing out on a great guy because you don't want people that don't give a fuck about your well-being.
Yeah.
You don't want them to think about that you're weird.
Listen to your gut.
Yeah.
That's what that feeling is. Listen to it.
Listen to that shit.
It's right. All right, my dilemma. Hey, boys, I love the pod so much. Don't stop. So I'm a 17-year-old girl in my last year of high school, and I have a stable friend group. We've all been friends for many years, but I kind of get the off feeling whenever I'm sitting with them at school. My best friend of 5 years gets jealous when I find other friends or start talking to a boy at a school and immediately switches off whenever I'm not talking to her when another friend comes over. After this happens, he doesn't talk to me for a couple of days. I've just given up on giving her all my energy when she doesn't give me any back. So I've started talking to my close boyfriend about her, and apparently she's been dropping my name and talking about me. He said to me that it's not worth my time anymore and I finish school in 6 months. Anyways, and we'll probably never see each other again. I don't know if I should confront her about this or just do nothing. It just annoys me when she pretends like nothing happened, then 5 minutes later she starts being a bitch towards me. I haven't done anything for her to act like this, and I'm not trying to replace her or anything like that. I don't know what I should do. Should I just give up on her and not give her any of my energy? Or should I confront her and try to resolve the problem?
So she's just jealous.
She's just a jealous friend.
That happens a lot. I reckon that happens a lot, eh?
I think so too.
And she's jealous and it's kind of like... she just wants this friend all to herself.
Yeah.
She just wants it all to herself.
And whenever she gets distracted by a boy or another friend, she just gives her a cold shoulder for a couple of days and is a bitch.
That's so annoying.
It's childish.
That would be, yeah.
It's childish.
That would be the most annoying thing to have to deal with in a friendship that should just be like so unconditional.
Yeah, exactly. Especially 5 years, long time.
Yeah, and like, and I bet you, I don't know. I mean, I'm fully on your side. Like the dilemma, whoever sent the dilemma in, I'm on your side for this. So I'm just going to talk some shit about your friend for a second here. Like I bet you she's the type of person, like I don't want to put a bad taste in your mouth of your friend, but like, really, nod your head. I know I can't see you, but nod your head while you're listening to this if this makes sense. Is she the type of person that, if brought up, she would say, you're making me feel left out when you do those things, even though you're not and she's just insecure in herself? Hmm. Nod your head if so. And if you're not in your head, cut her off. Fuck this bitch.
I think you brought up the right point. She's insecure in herself and she's putting those problems onto you, so it's a toxic relationship.
Yeah. Unless you wanted to confront her and say, like, I don't like when you do this. It's like really annoying. You know, I love you. I'm always going to love you. Maybe try and reassure her and be like, I'm always going to love you. Like, I'm not ignoring you if I'm talking to someone else. I just have more than one friend. You're my best friend, but I have more than one friend. And then see what she does. If she reacts good, then she might be like, okay, look, I'm sorry. I just needed that reassurance. I need to work on myself, blah, blah, blah. If she reacts bad, then she's got some growing to do.
Yeah, exactly. And I think the confrontation might be beneficial for your friend, for her to grow. She might not realize she's the problem.
Facts.
So she might need that. So maybe just talk to her about it. And if she keeps doing it, just move on. And I think it's worth having a conversation for her to realize what's going on.
Try and save it.
Yeah, 100%.
Alrighty. This is, I think this is coming in from someone in England because Oddie and I was talking about this before. He started it off with, you all right, lads?
Yeah,
that's right. How they say hello.
Yeah.
because he's not expecting. I don't think he's asking like, how are you? He's saying, you're right, lads.
Is it all right or right?
He says, you all right, lads. But I'm so sure somebody somehow contact us. I'm sure it doesn't, it just means hello. It doesn't mean, you know, he's not asking how we are, is he? But oh well. I'm one of the few male supporters of the pod and I have a dilemma. Yeah, you're a baddie too.
Yeah.
My dilemma is I have been seeing this girl for the past 6 months. I only see her twice a month, if that, as I am an apprentice and she's at uni 3 hours away. And yet we have been having fun. It is getting to the point where I need to cut it off now. I'm going to Australia next year and she is in university. So being in a relationship won't work. We have now decided not to see each other to stop feelings developing and protect us from getting hurt. However, I really like this girl and I have fallen in love with her, which I would say is also reciprocated from her point of view as well. So my question is, when is it the right time to pick what your gut feels over your heart? Also, do you believe in the right person, wrong time? This pod, think the pod's sick, appreciate the response. Thank you. He left his name. Look, I won't do it to him, but we appreciate you.
That's a dilemma. What's he going to Australia for?
Maybe to travel, maybe to work. A lot of Brits come over here to work and stuff. People from England, I don't know if it's only England or if it's everyone, but anyone that's on like a working visa over here, they get Medicare. They only pay 15% tax no matter how much they earn, and they earn super. And if they go back to England, they get their super.
Really?
Wild.
It's good. And
they get taxed 15%.
You know, like Noosa is considered like working rurally.
What?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Noosa.
When I went there, went to Grilled, everyone there is foreign.
Yeah.
Went to any cafe, every single person's foreign. That English wasn't their first language. And then I was like, what's going on here? Like, I'm like, feel like I'm overseas. And then someone's like, oh, it's rural. It's considered rural. So you get your working.
I'm happy for those people that get to work there because it's fucking one of the nicest places on the planet.
I was just like, what the hell?
Wow.
All right, sidetracked. Back to our baddie.
Okay. Our baddie friend.
It's so far away.
Bad bitch.
I would normally say you can make love work through anything, but I don't know if you could. That's so far away.
Right person, wrong time. Now, so he asked, do you believe in right person, wrong time? I think we did. I said, I believe it when it's like, so if you guys were to break it off, literally like without intentions like of getting back together, because you can't put the pressure on yourself of thinking that it's right person, wrong time. So if you guys were to break it off without any like, you know, in intentions of getting back together, but then in 5 years you did, that was obviously the right person, wrong time.
Mm.
But it has to be kind of in that situation.
And there's no way of knowing.
So you kind of...
He's asking the question now. So
yeah, like, so right now, it's kind of, you can't know.
Right now, I'd say no.
It's irresponsible.
You say no to yourself because you owe it to yourself. You can't be thinking in the back of your mind that maybe when I come back, she'll still be there.
You got to say no.
And you
can't do that to her.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You got to be living your life normally thinking that it's not going to happen.
Exactly.
And he said, when should he listen to his gut? I would say if he wants to follow his gut and go to Australia, just leave it. If he wants to follow his heart, he would just stay, and he owes that to her. I think the distance is too far if it's over years of time.
It's funny as well, like especially so if you're coming over here as someone from England or wherever you are, and the way I look at it is this, okay, so let's say you guys were to say, let's do it. I'm still going to go to Australia.
Mm.
We're going to try long distance because I love you. And then you get to Australia and you're just kind of surrounded by partying, drinking, having fun, you know? Like, and those are all the times when
blonde-tanned Australian babes.
Blonde-tanned women. I'm not saying you're going to cheat, but...
I think...
But it's not fair for your girlfriend. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's not fair for her to know that that's what you're doing and seeing, and then she's going to be stressed and anxious, and it's going to be hard to communicate because the time differences are fucking whack.
I think Jake's answered the question, and I think you should travel still, have zero intention in getting back with her.
Yeah.
Enjoy the experience in Australia completely.
Mm-hmm.
Go get with some people.
Mm-hmm.
go figure all that out and be in that scenario of all that fun and just be in the present moment. And
yes.
Maybe in a year or two, reassess your current situation and then go back to England and see if she's still single. And if it's not, then it wasn't meant to be. But otherwise, that's a little, I think that's what she should do.
Yeah. And also with, okay, I think what a lot of people do is when they have this like kind of, you know, fork in the road, they have like, he's got a fork in the road. He's got to go either left or he's got to go right. And I think that sometimes people will go left and they'll still think about right.
Yes.
And then a few years down the track on left, they want to now go right. And then they go right and it doesn't work out. And then they regret going left. I think what you need to do is whatever decision you decide to make, whatever path you decide to go down, you need to decide this is the right path and don't let yourself regret not going down the other path. So if you want to go travel and it doesn't work out with her, you can't regret that. You gotta say this is the path I chose. I made my bed. I'm going this way. This is my life and this is going to work out for me. Or if you decide to stay and be in love and date her, and then a few months down the track or a few years down the track, you're like, man, I wish I went to Australia. You can't think like that. You have to be all in on the thing you choose.
Yeah. Go right and then close the door to left.
Yeah.
Don't look back.
Yeah. You have to be all in on whatever you choose. Perfect. That's what I think.
I think that's a perfect piece of advice.
Yeah.
That's good. That was good advice.
Should you?
Okay. Next one. Bad friend or boundaries? Hey, mummy and daddy. I'm moving into the stage of my life where a lot of my friends are having kids, and this is very exciting. But I have a few friends that insist on always catching up with their kids in tow, and it bugs me. It's fine for us to spend a few hours cheering on a three-year-old eating dinner, but we can't spend 15 minutes celebrating me submitting my PhD. So am I a bad friend or putting in good boundaries if I tell them that I don't want to spend time with their kids like this anymore? I asked my male best friend, jokes, kidding. Anyways, love Anyways, love the pod.
Ooh, shit.
I know me as a person, and I would say, like, I assume unless they're a single parent,
yeah,
I think it's fair to say I wouldn't mind if we catch up alone once or twice here or there without your kid.
That's fair.
If they're a single parent, then you shouldn't say anything because they're dealing with that. That's a very, very tough thing to do.
Yeah.
But if they got mans at home and you want to go have a cocktail, celebrate your PhD, and she's like, oh, let's bring Jimmy and you can have some chicken nuggets and we'll talk to him and shit.
Nah, fuck that. Yeah. Nah.
I don't want that. No. Nah. I think you're completely in the right.
I think that it's okay. Yeah. Fuck. I agree with that, to be honest. I was trying to think of it, you know, like that's your friend's life now. That's their kid. They have a fucking kid. They have to keep it alive. But if they have the beauty of having a partner, you know, leave the kid at home with the partner.
Yeah, it depends.
Have a girl's night.
Yeah, it depends on the context too. Like if you just want to, if you want to go for a walk, maybe it's like when one of your mates first starts dating like a girl, someone he brings it everywhere.
Yeah.
And initially you're like, oh, fuck, can we just hang out with the boys?
Yeah.
That's what you want. It's just talking about it though. You just say, hey, like, let's just have a boys' night.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah. Like sometimes you have to expect, like if you want to go for a walk with your friend and she's got a kid, you kind of have to expect that she's going to bring the kid because the kid, you got to take the kid out.
Yeah.
You know, you can't like in times like that, you have to expect it. And then on a night out drinking, obviously, you don't want the kid there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If she's choosing like occasions where she has to bring a kid, I'd be pretty off that too.
Yeah.
If you're like, I want to go to a nice fancy restaurant, she's like, nah, let's just go to the pub so I can bring our kid.
Yeah.
I'd be off that.
But yeah, it's also tough because I also don't see anything wrong with a parent just loving their kid. But like, I think you should just try and have boundaries where you say, oh, I'd love to have a night, you know, just us girls.
Yeah.
Or like even thing, maybe get yourself like, get a babysitter. I'd love to have a fun night. You know, like we used to have, but don't try and push that on them all the time because their new life is with a kid.
Yeah.
So I think it's all in moderation.
I think, you've got to just, you're not an asshole if you set the right boundaries up. And she's going to say, no, I can't sometimes because she has a kid.
And you have to be okay with that.
Yeah. And exactly. And don't like give her hints of how she can keep the kid at home. I can just always say is like, I just
don't tell him how to parent.
Yeah, don't tell him how to parent. Just say, I want to hang out with just you. Because in the end of the day, you didn't make any commitment to have a kid.
No.
You made a commitment to be a friend to this person.
Yeah.
Which sort of the kids, we have a weird line in there.
Yeah.
But I think it's just talking and communicating in the right way. But I think it should be a pretty, I think most friends would say, yeah, it's fine. I'll leave him home. I'll just give me a week's notice and I'll sort it out.
Yeah, or you just have to give them notice.
Yeah.
I think that's a big thing. Just give them notice. Just be like, oh, look, if it's April, January, February, March, April, May, if it's like April and you're like, oh, how about like this date in May? I'd love to have a girls' night. It's been so long, you know, blah, blah, blah. I just got my PhD. Let's go. I'd love to celebrate. I'm happy to wait, you know, give you some time, blah, blah, blah. Like just like you're growing up, you're an adult now. People have kids.
Yeah.
So you just have to do those things. It's tough. It's like when you have a relationship, you have to make compromises. You have to... Yeah,
you're not 18 anymore. No one's got no obligations.
Yeah, you can't just go out on last minute's notice anymore, lady. And you got a PhD.
Yeah.
You got a PhD. Congrats.
Congratulations.
What's it a PhD in?
All right, let's move on.
Okay, guys, we IG question that we asked you was, we asked you to finish this sentence, and I would like to point out... I realized I spelt finish wrong when I did it. Okay?
I thought you did it on purpose.
No, I didn't. I didn't spell finish wrong on purpose. Oh. And so many of the answers to it were when... So the IG question is, men used to go to war and now they... and so many of them were spell finish wrong. And I was like, fuck. I was like, okay, I get it.
The internet's savvy.
Oh, and I was like, okay, I get it. Wait, we got one. I saw one and I didn't do it. And it was from a dude.
Yeah.
And it was, so men used to go to war and now they post their outfits on their story to be rated by their fans or something like that.
Oh.
But to be rated by people on the internet. And I was just like, I kind of want to block this guy. I don't like this negative energy.
Yeah.
I was like, come on, man. Block this guy.
It's meant to be lighthearted and fun.
I was like, come on.
Took it too far. I see why you don't read the comments.
I hate it. Hey, I hate it. All right. So men used to go to war and now they punch the wall because of video games.
That's our new anger outlet. Have you ever done it?
No.
I have.
Or, you know, actually, I have. I used to play my Wii.
Yeah.
And I was playing and I would play freaking the Wii Sports table tennis. Getting up to that one dude and he was insane, unbeatable. And I threw my Wii remote once.
What did I do? When it was FIFA, I used to rage in FIFA.
Yeah, I bet.
I used to just punch my bed. Oh. But I used to have all like stuff on my gaming setup.
Yeah.
And I had a phone charger and I used to chuck it on my bedhead.
Oh.
But once I missed my bedhead, straight in the wall. Like charger just made a massive chunk in the wall. And I was like,
oh no.
Fuck. And I was so pissed. I was even more pissed.
You got even angry. You're like, now you're angry at yourself. You're like, I'm an idiot.
All right. Men used to go to war, but now they can't even make girls come.
Oh. Ow.
Burn.
Ow.
Facts.
That is so true. But could they back then? Let's be real. Could they back then?
It didn't matter.
They didn't care back then.
It didn't matter.
Yeah, we care now.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, you should be like, we care now.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's fucked.
That was selfish back then.
That's fucked. I thought this is funny. Going off that, men used to go to war and now they don't know which hole to put it in.
I'm still scarred from that dilemma we got. It was like, they put it in the wrong hole.
He's like, she was like, do guys just do that? Or
That was honestly, before I had sex, that was my worst nightmare.
Missing?
Like,
it's impossible to miss.
I hadn't seen one before.
Fair.
That was like, where do
I
put
what
it?
I used to think?
What?
I thought this, I genuinely thought this up until I was about 15. And I thought, doggy style, you could only do anal.
Really?
Yeah. And I remember the way I found out was I watched the first episode of Game of Thrones.
Oh.
And you know how the brother and sister are up there doing incest.
Yeah.
Cersei and whatever his name is. And they're doing doggy.
Yeah.
I was like, I remember talking to a friend about it and I was like, and then they were doing anal and they were like, what? And I was like, you know, doggy style anal. And they were like, you know, you don't have to do anal to do doggy style. And I was like, what?
What?
And there was a girl there and he embarrassed me.
Ugh.
And I was like, fuck you.
Oh, so you deserve to be embarrassed with that knowledge. I wish you found out like during sex.
Oi, imagine.
Probably would actually be bad. Men used to go to war, but now they're scared of period sex.
Ooh, true. Fuck. I'm not. Nah. Towel down. Yeah. It's all good.
We're fucking men.
Men used to go to war, and now they unsend their messages when you don't reply back fast enough.
We're petty creatures, we are. Petty, petty, petty.
Oh, man. This is such a good question. Oh,
yeah, this is.
Oh, it's so good.
I'm hoping back in like the war, when war was, those times, that there was like petty equivalents in like without technology.
Oh, fuck. I hope so.
Oh, I hope so.
But I doubt it.
I doubt it. Men used to go to war, but now they get perms.
Oh, fuck. They do too. Why do they do that?
I don't know. I do.
We know people that do it.
When I shave my head, should I try and get like a perm, like just before it?
Do it.
I wonder what it looks like. It's like the curly things, hey. Yeah. I reckon I'd look so bad.
Fuck, man. Men used to go to war and now they stress when they run out of watermelon vape.
Men used to go to war, but now they're addicted to fruity vapes.
Do you want me to go again?
Anyone listening, you know someone. Yeah, go.
Men used to go to war and now they cry when they get caught cheating.
How have we gone on this spiral downhill?
Oi, these answers are so good. And oi, to everyone that said, men used to go to war and now they start podcasts, we get it.
If you're listening though, fuck
yeah,
you.
Yeah, fuck you. And if you're listening and you said, fuck you, all right?
Men used to go to war, but now they ask to split the bill.
Oh, no, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, no.
It's out there.
Damn, I'm sorry to any girl that's got to put up with that. Wow. Men used to go to war. Now they think sending a fire reaction on IG story is a good way of flirting.
It is.
It's the best way.
I'm shooting my shot.
Literally, I'm telling you how I feel through that fire react, all right?
You can feel the heat, the emotion coming out of my body into you.
Literally.
Oh. Men used to go to war, but now they want to be the little spoon.
Fuck yeah, we do. This is pissing me off. Yeah. Yes, we do. All right? We used to go to war so we could be the little spoon.
Yeah.
Oh, I've never been to war though. Damn.
Still want to be a little spoon though.
Look who sent this one in. Actually, I'll show you who sent this one in after. You're going to laugh. Yeah. Men used to go to war and now they lie about their height.
Just have an A. Facts. I reckon they lied back then. They lied back
then. They surely lied back then.
And they didn't have that many tape measures on hand. So it was
man.
Just like, lie.
Fucking hell.
Men used to go to war. Now they just DJ and lie. Why is everyone becoming a DJ?
Who isn't a DJ?
I don't know.
That's such a good point.
I think 2024 is the year of you're either a DJ or a runner.
Ooh, we're runners.
Yeah, we're runners.
We're healthy. See, at least we're healthy.
Yeah.
At least we're healthy.
DJs just staying up late, like drinking.
Yeah, fuck all that shit.
I suppose they're good with their fingers.
True.
Yeah, facts.
You better know a DJ's good with his fingers. Men used to go to war, and now they can't even open a door for you.
I can't do anything right. That better not be my girlfriend.
It wasn't. I wish it was though. Fuck, I wish it was.
Oh, that was funny. I'm trying.
Yeah, I know. You're a good boyfriend. Whatever.
My last one. Men used to go to war. Now they pretend to be Spider-Man.
That's fucking close to home for me because when I was a kid, apparently I dressed up as Spider-Man and acted like him for a month.
Yeah. A kid or a couple of years ago, mate?
My last one. Men used to go to war and now they're allergic to gluten.
They were probably allergic back then. Come on.
They were probably allergic back then and they didn't even know it. Yeah. They were like, why am I sick all the time?
Yeah.
Man. I'm sorry, there was a few more like honorable mentions. Men used to go to war and now they get the man flu.
Yeah.
Honorable mention. There were so many in there that were just like repeated.
Men used to go to war. Now we think about what it would be like to be. How do you think you'd go in war?
That's a great point. A lot of them were men used to go to war and now they play video games about war.
Yeah.
I think in war.
I wonder what it'd be like. Like you get recruited, they do that birthday thing. Imagine that's like the Hunger Games. You're born on the 22nd of August and you have to go in. Or they do like the 22nd to the something.
That's enlistment. No. What's it called?
I don't know.
Do you have to do that?
I'm pretty sure, or else you called something. That's when they're running out of people and they need people.
Oh, right. Yeah, you haven't got enough people volunteering.
Do we do that in Australia?
I don't know. I think World War II wasn't an issue. I think people wanted to go. They made it like look like it was like a good thing to go help.
Mm.
But also, during the World Wars, they weren't called World War I and World War II during. They got called World War I like years after. And then after World War II, years after, it was like, well, that was World War II.
Yeah.
And so I reckon, clearly, like it's quite obvious that we're at the start of World War III.
Yeah.
You know? So let's fingers crossed if I get enlisted. I'm just going to say I'm a carpenter. I can build stuff. I can build houses for all the people. I won't be on the front lines.
What do I do?
You'll be front lines, mate. Well, we don't need no hedges during the fucking war.
I'm a podcaster.
I'll entertain. No, I'll entertain.
I'll be on the radio. Facts.
Yeah. We can start a radio show, no. Hyping everyone up. We can fucking start a radio show, hyping all the boys up, going out. We go, good morning, boys. And we get everyone going out there. We go, yeah, good morning, Vietnam. No. And then we start music. And it's like music to pump them up.
We'd be like, good morning, baddies.
Yeah, facts. Because there'll be a lot of girls.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, quality.
Yeah, quality.
Mm.
100%. That'd be good.
True.
We're safe.
Yeah, we're safe. We're safe.
All right, everybody. Up next, I wanted to talk about balancing masculine and feminine energies in today's day and age, right?
Mm.
And I wanted to talk about it like irrespective of sex. You know, it's not like a male or female thing. It's the energies that we have.
Yeah.
So it's a tricky thing to navigate now because a masculine energy is sort of like to characterize it, it's a giving, logical mind and external. It's like focus, achieving, planning, confident, goal-oriented and driven.
Yep.
Whereas a female energy is a more being mode, receiving, internal, fluid, allowing, empathetic, vulnerable, and a creative mode. And for men, I wanted to talk about like, because it was very, back in the olden days, it was very skew if men were completely masculine energies, didn't let any of the female energy come over.
You didn't want any feminine.
No,
it was weird.
It was completely toxic.
Yeah.
And we just thought that you had to rule the world and girls didn't mean anything.
Yeah.
And now I'm very grateful that I'm changing, but there still is a lot of equality in the world. But now I just want to talk about like, as a man now, it's kind of funny to navigate how much feminine energy to let into you, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like because society tells you to be this confident man who provides, and then you also want to be in touch with your feelings and get in touch with your feminine side. Well, at least I do, and I'm pretty sure you do as well.
Yeah.
And it's finding this balance that's a middle ground of balancing both energies without giving one too much and one too many. And I just thought it was a funny thing that not a lot of people might think about.
I still think that there is as much as it is different, I think that there still is like maybe a stigma.
Mm.
Would it be stigma? Towards, you know, sometimes people feel insulted if they're like, you give off feminine energy.
Well, yeah.
There's still like an insult out there. Some people find it insulting.
Jake and I are pretty in touch with our feminine side, but as soon as we do something that's characterized on the feminine energy, we get called soft, fruity.
Yeah, fruity.
Fruity, anything like that, where we're just trying to be the perfect balance that we can be.
Yeah.
And it's weird that society puts, and I'm sure a lot of women who have that feminine energy and they go to the masculine side, they get called tomboys or you're trying to be controlled, you're too independent.
Or if they say like, you know, you have masculine energy.
Yeah.
Shit like that.
And you get categorized when it's just like trying to, I figure it's like no one's ever winning in this sort of thing of trying to balance both things.
No. And I guess it all comes down to just also just being, if you're a confident person, like, you know, some guys, you maybe don't want to admit to fears because they think that they shouldn't have fears, you know? Some, like, just like little irrational ones. Like, I don't know, you're scared of bugs maybe. Like, I'm fucking terrified of spiders.
Mm.
Hate spiders. Can't stand them. But also, even just wanting to, I guess, be more, like, be treated even, like, more feminine. Some guys are definitely, they're too scared to admit that, You know, they want to talk about their feelings. They want to be cuddled. They want to be the little spoon. It's tough.
Yeah, some men are scared of that feminine energy. They don't know how to tap into it at all. And how do you think, I don't want to say we're good at it, but we're a lot better than a lot of other men, I think.
Yeah, I think we're better. I think I have my moments.
Do you think it's coming from like caring what people think that a lot of men don't get in touch with their feminine side? Because there's so many beautiful things that come with getting in touch with your feminine side. Like you feel a lot more.
Yeah, it's just you feel a lot more free, I suppose.
You feel more vulnerable, more empathetic. Like if there's a feeling there, whereas the men's side's all about like grunt and planning and drive. Yeah,
and like, even when you think about like if we ever, not that we really do, but if we do ever get any judgment from a friend or from anyone, I've come to start to look at it as in like, oh, they just. You know, you can't be mad at them for maybe saying something that could be hurtful. It's like their mind works different.
Mm.
You know?
I suppose you can't judge it.
Yeah, it's like it's hard to judge someone whose mind has just, you know, they haven't allowed it to, you know, develop in to accept it.
Mm. I sort of thought of this topic too because all of our listeners, 90%, I think it's 90%+ of listeners are female.
Yeah.
But I thoroughly believe that a male would get a brilliant insight to how women think if they listen to our podcast.
Oi, honestly, so true because of how many all the dilemmas we get. Just even us, we research stuff as well for it.
Yeah.
So,
but the girls are listening to get how a male thinks, but guys,
which they get,
but guys aren't willing to listen. I'm not saying this because I want more listeners. Guys aren't willing to listen to learn about women on our potty.
No, a lot of the time, like, if you think about it, we kind of accidentally fell into it being geared towards women. And now we quite obviously gear it towards our audience because that's what, you know, that's who listens. That's who we want to, that's who we want to gear it towards. And so a guy isn't going to listen to our podcast because we kind of like will call dudes out.
Mm.
We call ourselves out. We call guys out. We say the things we do that's bad. And a lot of dudes don't want to accept the fact that what they do is wrong. So they would much prefer go listen to a podcast of two dudes talking maybe some shit about women, you know, justifying the way they feel.
Mm.
Whereas we don't justify the way a dude acts because we think it's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably a big reason why like a lot of female listeners stick around because we justify the way they feel. And then I think we call girls out too. Like, I think we do a good job.
I don't think we necessarily call men out specifically men. We call everyone out who then they need to get called out.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We just kind of like do what we want to do. It just so happens that men don't like to hear it.
Yeah. Men live in a little delusional. We live in a little bit of a delusional world.
We definitely do.
Like we just think that's how we do it. And I don't need to learn.
Well, yeah, and we also, a lot of the time, like, I find myself, I'm guilty of being defensive when it's not needed because I've done something incorrect and I don't want to admit it.
Mm.
So, like, I'm guilty of that.
Mm.
And then trying to realizing what I'm doing and having to backtrack and just admit that I'm wrong, admit that you're wrong. It's like, I genuinely feel like females are better at that. And that's probably one of the things where it's more like the feminine side is like good.
Yeah. Well, one of the masculine energy traits, it says it up here. We got a list in front of us, is like, they hate confrontation.
Yeah.
And right. Our potty is confronting how they think.
Yeah. Yeah. And, true. Like, and telling you to talk about how you feel. And
yeah, but I think it's a shift. I'm hoping it's beneficial for us if we get more listeners, la, la, la. But I'm hoping that it sort of educates people in a way that men get better at talking about their feelings and get a better idea of what their sex is actually thinking.
Yeah, because
that's what you get out of this potty.
Like when we started it, we wanted to come on here and talk about our own feelings to normalize the way, to normalize men being able to talk about our feelings and what it's attracted is the opposite sex, which is obviously fine. It's totally fine. But we really, like, and so we kind of now just, we just want to normalize everyone being able to just, I guess, talk and like communicate. And it's, I don't know.
And understand.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough. So the imbalances for feminine energy, it says here, is powerless, manipulative, needy, oversensitive, codependent. I'd say they're pretty extreme. And then the imbalances for men, again, on the extreme side, aggressive, confrontational, uncontrolling, micromanaging, competitive, which just fits. Like, think about how, like, even the thought of, let's go with NRL, like rugby league.
Yeah.
The thought of having two teams of, is it 11?
I have no idea.
I don't know. Let's just go. two teams of men on either side of a field running at each other with a ball, trying to break through. And if you break through and put it down on the other side, you get points. Like, the thought of all that testosterone and shit, it's like insane.
Mm.
Like, that's just straight up competitiveness, and it's like trying to get, it's crazy. And it's like rewarded, which is fine. It's a great sport. It's fun to watch, blah, blah, blah.
Men used to go to war, but now they yell at TVs about their guys. They don't even know who they exist.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, it's...
See, any guys listening, we might lose listeners because, like, I love footy. I'm not going to listen to these two blokes talk shit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I don't know. I think a lot of, it's tough.
It is tough. And I thought it was very interesting because I feel like a lot of females and men struggle to find that balance.
Yeah.
And hopefully, I don't have the answer to it.
No, it's just at least it's good. It's a good thing to bring up.
Yeah, it's just something to think about and thinking about where you to let in a little bit more. Maybe you're shining too much towards this. And it's just very, very interesting.
Like, are you a girl that's ultra feminine because you feel like that's what you have to be? Because society tells you need to be feminine. Society tells you that you need to be empathetic, vulnerable, you know, allowing of feelings and stuff like that. But you're just doing that. And you don't want to do it. Like, do you want to be a little more masculine, but you're just too afraid for people to judge you? Like, or are you a guy that's very masculine because you're told to be masculine, but you are?
Are you bottling up emotions then?
Yeah.
And you're just going on to do a bad run, and something might happen. You're told you're not meant to be able to talk about your feelings.
Are you bottling everything up? Yeah. And then is something going to explode? Like, it doesn't matter if you're a little oversensitive sometimes.
Oh, 100%. It's better to be oversensitive than bottle up and explode, I think.
I agree. Just talk about things, and
yeah,
that's probably it's also like one of the biggest things about relationships, in a heterosexual relationship, at least, like guy and girl, is that guys will just bottle shit up,
and then
explode. Even I think girls will bottle shit up,
and then sometimes. It all comes out of like some petty little thing, and you're like, why don't you talk about this? Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. It's not going to get better quick.
No, not
but at if all. We talk about it. It might get a little bit better slowly. Yeah. And that's better than nothing.
Exactly. All right, everybody. This is finishing the potty on the compliment circle. You know how this finishes now.
Yeah.
We call one of our friends and try and compliment them. Today, we're calling Benjamin.
Yeah. What are you going to say to him?
It was a good question.
Oh, come on. He's not that hard.
No, I'm just thinking, like, what could you say? I'm thinking, like, he's a tree lopper.
He's a tree lopper.
I'm just going to say, you're a good friend and I'm keen to go get dinner with you soon.
Yep. I'm going to say, I admire how much he loves his family.
Okay. He's good.
He's a family man.
Yeah, he's
a family. I reckon Ben's a family man.
He's a big family man.
And I admire it because I'm less of. Yeah, I need to be more of.
He's good. It is actually a very good trait to have.
Mm.
He always picks his on his phone. If he doesn't, he might be
We'll leave a message. We'll leave a message.
Okay.
The person you are calling is not available. Please leave a short message and it will be sent as an audio message.
Hey, Benny, just wanted to give you a ring, say really value as a friend. Love surfing with you. I'm keen to go catch up, get some food sometime.
Benny, it's Jake. I also wanted to say I really admire how much of a family man you are. It's something I really want to be.
Hope you get this message.
Let's get dinner.
See ya.
That's nice. Hopefully he likes that. Tell him to listen to it.
The problem with recording in the middle of the day is everyone works.
Yeah. The problem with having a podcast.
All right, everybody. Compliment your friends. You know what to do.
Yep. Like, subscribe, do all those good things.
Bye.
Bye. So, you listened to an entire episode of The Relatables. Obviously, you liked it. If you liked it, we have many more episodes. You can listen to one here. Maybe. I don't know if it's going to be there or not. Or you can listen to one here. Or you can go on Patreon and sign up to Patreon. We love you.
He's asking a lot from me there.
They don't have to be there or there, but, you know, they're somewhere.
We love it, but Patreon, extra episode.
See ya.